This is a dispatch from the Institute of Magical Historicity. These dispatches come in from across our worldwide network in New York, Zurich, Rochester, Prague, and San Francisco. They are written and read by Institute President Benjamin Wax and scored by the Dean of Aesthetics, Ariel Cruz. They have been peer-reviewed for accuracy by the Council of Three and fact-checked by Institute staff. For more information, visit magicalhistoricity.com. The Twilight Prince, inspired by a prompt from John Marks. Once there was an old man and a young girl who walked from city to city, begging for coins. He would hold his antique cap out and tell stories of old wars in a quivering voice, while she would place one scarf on the ground for coins and hold another scarf in her hands and make it dance and spin around her as though it were alive and swimming through the air. When they had spent 3 days in each city, they would depart again, however many coins were in their possession, and take the darkest road, whatever direction it went in. They walked and slept on the side of the road or in the stables of roadside taverns until they reached the next city. Sometimes, someone would ask them to stay and make their home here, but they always refused. Sometimes, someone would ask what they were doing and where they were going, and to this they replied, "We seek the Twilight Prince." And mostly they received blank stares in reply, but occasionally someone understood and said, "I'm sorry," and turned their face away. And so they wandered the back roads between cities great and small, their begged coins concealed in small pouches they hid among their rags. They tried never to spend these coins, no matter what their need, though sometimes, when the rumbling of their stomachs or a fever caught from a swamp overtook them, they yielded to the needs of the flesh. And on the days of the full moon, wherever they were, in a city or beside a road or deep in a forest path, when the gloaming came, just between the moment when the night turned morning or the day turned to night, they carefully slit a vein and made a circle with the blood, and he told his stories, years of practice making him eloquent and compelling. And she danced with her scars, the work of her entire lifetime spinning around itself. And they hoped, but nothing ever happened. "Perhaps," the young girl would say, "you do not have the right ritual." "None of the rituals are right," the old man would reply. "You learn that eventually. And if you keep learning, you discover that they can still be useful." Then they would continue walking, year after year. They did not often speak to one another, but they were always kind. Seasons passed, until one moment, in the gloaming, they drew their circle of blood, and he began telling his stories, and she began dancing, and the years caught up with the old man, and he clutched his chest and fell into the circle and died. But even dead, his stories did not cease, and as his corpse told the stories, a figure stepped out of the twilight and clapped his hands, and time did not pass in the gloaming. The young girl spun her scarf around and slipped into a curtsy as it danced. "You are the Dark Prince of the Light," she said, "whom we have sought." He nodded, and his clapping stopped. "All these many years," he agreed. She removed the pouches of coins from where they had been hidden so long and offered them to him, the gifts given to them by strangers all across the world for their art and performances. The Twilight Prince looked at the coins and nodded, for the gifts given to artists pleased him. But then he looked down at the old man's corpse, still whispering a story of the Battle of Trelew. And this was the dedication that impressed him most. For to truly enter the moment of the gloaming, one must behave as though time has no power over them. And it had taken the old man and the young girl a very long time to do that. The young girl looked at the old man too, and began to cry. She begged for the prince's help. Her scarf wafted and fell, as though it too were begging, in signs and motions, for the dark prince of the light to do for them what no one else could. "Please," he said. The old man's corpse spoke of walls falling. The twilight prince nodded. "I like you as you are," he said. "But if it has made you suffer so, then you may pass through the gloaming and receive its blessing." He took their coins, removed a ring from his finger, white gold set around a pitch-black opal, and tossed it into the circle. The young girl leaped upon it and placed it on the old man's finger. A moment later, the sun rose, and it was day. An old woman clutching scarves and a young boy telling fanciful stories picked themselves up off the ground and began walking towards the nearest city. Sometimes, it looked like one of them wore a ring. The wounds that age can do to a man and the wounds that youth can do to a girl were both gone now. They were happier this way and counted themselves blessed. This has been a dispatch from the Institute of Magical Historicity. The Institute is headquartered in San Francisco with major offices in New York, Zurich, Rochester, and Prague. Dispatches are released twice a month on iTunes, SoundCloud, and other services, with additional dispatches provided exclusively to Institute members. Dispatches cannot be taken for credit, but can serve as course prerequisites. We'd like to thank our supporters, including Kate Woods, Aaron Katowski, and Matthew Reyes. The Institute is a signatory to the Johannesburg Protocols and is in no way affiliated with Benjamin Winter or his estate. For more information, including a selection of workshops, books, artifacts, and certifications in magical historicity, visit magicalhistoricity.com. You can support the Institute or become a member on Patreon at patreon.com/magicalhistoricity.